Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton, is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Well, good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Of course, I am Shayla Thornton, and I am so excited that you've opted to join us live this Tuesday night, August 2nd, 2016. I certainly recognize that many of the schools around the nation are preparing to open if they have not already opened its doors for our students, and I certainly wish everyone a great school year. I hope all of the students are setting their minds to excel. Best wishes with the academic school year. Now, hopefully you know that this national award-winning family radio talk show offers news talk to every member of your household, and I literally mean every member of all generations. It's appropriate conversation for everyone. It truly aims to inform. Now, we've had the awesome opportunity to be on air for the last 3 years, and we have presented the exclusive interviews on so many topics out there with the leading experts and celebrity guests. Those topics have included health, law, politics, education, music, pop culture, and so much more. And truly, we are just getting started. We have plans to offer more talk radio for you. Now, remember that Let's Talk America Radio offers timely news, great talk, and awesome music. And tonight's segment aims to do just that. Now, I hope that you have the opportunity to hashtag LTA Radio. Please hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, right now, and let others know that you are tuned in on social media. So hashtag LTA Radio on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Google+, whatever you prefer your social media outlet to be. And certainly allow others to join in with you, okay? We would love to connect with you also. We're out there on social media, so if you hashtag LTA Radio, it's very easy for us to find you, okay? So that's one quick way to find us also, and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Google+, whatever you like. Connect with us, and we will follow back. But again, quickly, the easiest way is to hashtag LTA Radio, and you can click there and see everyone else that's tuned in, and you will also find our official pages on the various outlets that are out there, okay? Well, now, tonight's show will be an amazing one. We have some exclusive conversations for you that aim to keep you informed, to bring awareness to you and your household. Are you planning to add to your family anytime soon? Adding a baby, that is. Well, leading physician Dr. Ken Redcross joins us tonight to discuss infertility, and he will share tips to set you up for a path of fertility, okay? You certainly want to listen to this segment. We will also discuss the Zika virus and pregnancy, okay? You really, truly want to hear this. If you're thinking you are done with kids or you don't want children, that is fine, but you certainly still want to listen to this important health segment with the one and only leading physician, Dr. Ken Redcross. Also, are you looking to take a trip this summer or later this fall? Well, travel expert Kendra Thornton joins me tonight to share some awesome travel tips. You certainly want to stay tuned in. She's going to talk about some great savings also, so keep some extra money in your pocket. And lastly, champion barbecue pitmaster Mike Peters joins us to discuss some grilling tips. Now, summer may be winding down for many of us, but I know if you're like a lot of our listeners, you all plan to continue to grill all year long. So this culinary expert, Mike Peters, will share some awesome grilling tips, just culinary information that keeps you on the up and up. Well, everyone, right now I would kindly ask you to message all of your family, friends, colleagues, and your next-door neighbors and let them know that Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is set to kick it off live this Tuesday night. Keep in mind that our signature In the News will air next, and that's where we highlight the top trending news of the hour. Now, of course, we love great talk that's timely. We also love news that is timely, and we love amazing inspirational music. And tonight, we have music from the one and only Texas-based vocalist, Sean Mixon. You want to hear this new track. It's pretty amazing, okay? So certainly stay with us. Well, get that. Let's Talk America Radio is on. We're in your ear, and we are providing the information you want to hear along with some awesome music. We're set to kick it off. Stay with us. You're tuned in to your very own family radio programming.
Hey, you want to bring your career to the next level? Call United Medical and Business Institute now. 866-304-UMBI and enroll today. You can be certified in less than a year. If you've always wanted to get into the healthcare field or you want to make more money, this is your chance. UMBI is MARTA accessible and offers flexible class schedules. Financial assistance available for those who qualify. Call 866-304-UMBI or visit them on the web at umbi.edu. Your future is only a call away. United Medical and Business Institute, where your goal become your reality.
Hello, everyone. I'm Latasha Matthews from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Hi, I'm Nikki Smith. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I love listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. I love the fact that it's a family-friendly show, and it has great guests. It has great music submissions, and I think she's doing a wonderful job, and I will continue to support it, and I encourage you to as well. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hey, how you doing? This is L. Hustle from Detroit, Michigan. You're now tuned in to the Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton.
Hi, this is Carol from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Welcome back, everyone. I certainly want to thank our national sponsors and partners. Thank you so much for your continued support of the show. It truly is priceless. I would encourage everyone to check out more information on all of our national sponsors and partners by visiting our website, www.ltaradio.com. Again, our website, which includes information on so much, also information on our national sponsors and partners. All of their websites can be found there. The website, again, is www.ltaradio.com. Do check it out. Of course, I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge all of our weekly dedicated listeners. Thank you for sticking with us live each and every Tuesday night here on Blog Talk Radio. But also, if you can't catch the entire show or any part of the show, you often go back and listen to the replay podcast, and I thank you so much for that. A reminder to everyone, our podcasts are out there on SoundCloud, also on iTunes, and so many other outlets. If you visit our website at ltaradio.com, you can find out more information on where you can listen to any previously aired episode. Well, everyone, it is now time for our signature In the News, and that's where we highlight the top trending news of the hour. And it's been one busy day already. In the news for August 2nd, 2016, flash floods kills two people. A devastating flood struck downtown Ellicott City, Maryland, killing two people and causing major damage to at least 25 buildings. Within 2 hours on Saturday night, enough rainfall accumulated that amounted to the equivalent of a month of normal rainfall for the area. One victim was a pedestrian who was quickly swept away, while the other died during an attempt to walk to safety, yet was caught up in the forceful waters. Some more people could possibly be missing, and we will keep you up to date on the latest developments. Located 12 miles west of Baltimore, Ellicott City is an unincorporated community of around 65,000 people and famous for its historic downtown. In the news, deadly shooting in Austin. A manhunt is currently underway in Austin, Texas, after a gunman opened fire on a crowded downtown street as bars and restaurants were closing early Sunday morning. One person was fatally shot and four others wounded. The violent incident took place shortly after 2 a.m. in a very popular downtown area. Authorities and family members have identified the victim as 30-year-old Tanique Moultrie. Police have no known motive for the shooting. In the news, tragic hot air balloon crash. 16 people died over the weekend when a hot air balloon near Lockhart, Texas, claimed 16 lives. We know very little details at this point, but the balloon appears to have burst into flames and plummeted to the ground at some point. It is being reported that the temperature at the time of the incident was moderate and winds were light. Now, collisions with power lines are one of the leading causes of hot air balloon crashes. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board will be leading the investigation, and we will keep you posted. And finally, in the news, winning ticket revealed. There has not been a winner since May 7th of this year, yet Powerball officials have announced one single ticket sold in New Hampshire matches all six numbers in the Powerball worth $480 million. This one is for the record books, with it being the nation's eighth largest lottery jackpot. Tickets for the Powerball are sold in 44 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Well, do you hold the winning ticket? Well, certainly let us know. We keep you informed on Let's Talk America Radio 24 hours a day by way of Twitter. Join us there on Twitter as we keep you informed with the latest trending stories. Our handle on Twitter is SS Thornton. The handle on Twitter for Let's Talk America Radio is SSTHORNTON. Certainly connect with us. We do follow back. Well, everyone, we are so excited to welcome back leading physician Dr. Ken Redcross. He's going to be talking about infertility in 2016, and it may not necessarily be what you think. Please, right now, message all of your family, friends, those who are potential mothers and fathers, and let them know that we're talking about a critical aspect of their health. And if you are already saying you don't want any more kids or you don't want any kids at all, you certainly want to stay with us also, because he is talking about health matters that really are relevant and applicable to everyone. And we are going to focus in on the Zika virus with this exclusive interview again with leading physician Dr. Ken Redcross. He will be with us in minutes. Stay with us. You're listening to your very own family radio talk show, Let's Talk America.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospel singer. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to Let's Talk America Radio. It is something pretty amazing about that voice there. Well, everyone, it is time for our signature inspirational quote of the night. And this is where I highlight a very brief quote that I find pretty moving, and hopefully you will also. And tonight's quote is anonymous, but it goes something like this. Never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you make a living. The other helps you make a life. Again, the quote for tonight's show is, never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you make a living. The other helps you make a life. And wow, it's certainly important to have knowledge, but I think wisdom can carry you further. It certainly matters when it comes to life itself and those decisions and those components that make life important, such as health and family and friends. So certainly be wise in all of your decisions and make this life the best one, okay? Well, everyone, I'm so excited because we have one great lineup for you. In seconds, we're going to be talking about your health. We're going to be talking about fertility and infertility. And are there some things you can do to prepare for an upcoming healthy pregnancy, which is very important? Stay with us. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio, and we offer news, talk, and music.
Do you need to see a doctor today and can't wait 2 weeks for an appointment? Are you tired of waiting for hours on end in the emergency room? Well, good news. Get Well Urgent Care is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Dr. Baruti and his well-trained staff specialize in minor surgical procedures like keloid removal, IV therapy, telemedicine, and a six-month physician-supervised weight loss program. Get Well Urgent Care is located in Douglasville, Georgia, Interstate 20, Exit 37. Call 404-937-3508 or go to www.getwellga.org.
Welcome back, listeners of your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America.
You know, the P word pregnancy is very common in many families that they bring up. It's not for every family, but many families discuss it. And it seems like that today's topic or conversation of pregnancy may be different from 80 years ago. Now, I'm no expert on any of this, but we're excited right now to have the acclaimed Dr. Ken Redcross on with us to talk about pregnancy preparation and so much more. Dr. Redcross, welcome back to Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you, Shana, for having me back. Good morning, everyone out there.
Hi. Thanks for being with us. Now, I recently learned that it's estimated that 1 in 6 American couples struggle to get pregnant each year. Now, when we hear those sort of statistics, or we just hear in regular conversation with family and friends that we know that are trying to get pregnant, it doesn't seem to be the same conversation had many years ago with our grandparents. Is it true that infertility is more common today than in our grandparents or even our parents' generation?
You know, Shana, that's an interesting question because you brought up the fact that you're right. 1 in 6 couples are unfortunately dealing with infertility issues, but you know, that equates to 7 million Americans. So yes, it's becoming a bigger issue or a bigger problem. But the thing that I love to focus on is instead of on the negative side, because when you think of infertility, Shana, everyone gets very emotional about that. So instead, I like to focus on the positive, and let's instead focus on becoming pregnancy ready. And so we can do that naturally with some of the things that we can chat about today.
Okay, wow. So you said it can be done naturally because, you know, when people hear the term infertility, Dr. Redcross, they'll say, oh, well, we've got to go straight to IVF and we've got to go to the fertility clinic. But you're saying maybe couples need to not be so anxious to do that and slow down for a minute?
Absolutely, because it's not only the expense, which always is where that discussion always ends up, is the expense for infertility, but there are some things that we can try naturally before looking at in vitro and some of those things that can be quite costly for a family.
Absolutely, that many Americans cannot afford a lot of the fertility treatments that they have. You emphasize natural. Share with us some of those tips.
Sure. So when we're talking about becoming pregnancy ready, I want everyone to think about the first thing. The first way we should start, Shana, is with our diet. We know through studies that women who have diets that are high in animal proteins, carbohydrates, or trans fats, well, they have a harder time getting pregnant. So the key is to not get all of our protein from animals. Let's instead swap that out to see if we can get most of our protein from plant bases, such as nuts or dried cooked beans. Those are easy ways to get protein that have not been shown to cause a problem with infertility. Another thing to think about in our diet is caffeine. How many people do we have that are wonderful coffee drinkers out there? I know. Don't kill me, coffee drinkers. I'll just say this. We want to maybe try to keep our glass of a cup of coffee down to maybe 2, at the most 4 a day, because we know that caffeine can actually interfere with conception or when you're trying to get pregnant as well. So it's something to think about there as well.
You know, I want to piggyback first and go back to when you said poor diet. Now, I am making this leap, not you, and I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong, Dr. Redcross. You know, when you talk about poor diet, can obesity be a factor when we're talking about infertility?
Yeah, it can, for the man and the woman. But, you know, we're starting to realize that infertility, dealing with obesity for men, is actually a big, big deal. In fact, men who have BMIs or body mass indexes that are over 25, they have a lower sperm concentration or sperm count. And not only that, the sperm count that is there is not necessarily healthy sperm as well. Because keep in mind, obesity is a state of inflammation. And the sperm cell, just like the egg, is very, very susceptible to stress and inflammation. So obesity is now a risk factor that we're understanding, especially for male infertility.
Wow. You are listening to the national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. We're on with the one and only Dr. Ken Redcross. He is back with us. Now we're talking about pregnancy and all the factors that surround it. And you just emphasized or pointed out something that I think is very fascinating. So many times when we think of infertility, Dr. Redcross, we think of the woman, right? We'll say, well, I guess she's the problem. But you're saying actually it can be males and the sperm and dealing with even weight with it. Wow, what a new concept for, I'm sure, many listening right now.
I know. You know, it hasn't been fair to our women out there. It's been that male chauvinist thing, right? Always trying to pass the blame. But no, I'm here to tell you guys, you're involved too. In fact, 40% of infertility is due to the male and 40% to the woman, and 20%, you know, we just don't know, Shana, and that's some of the things we'll touch upon as well.
Wow. And also, I want to go back. You said, you mentioned that caffeine. I think so many women who have been pregnant or ran up have said, well, I avoided caffeine during pregnancy. But you're saying there's possibly a link to caffeine and infertility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's really at the conception. So when the egg is actually meeting the sperm, for whatever reason, there's some things that just throw off that ability to come together and really get ready to implant into the egg at the time. So that's why I say it's not that big a concession when you want to get that little bundle of joy to maybe just dial back your coffee intake a little bit. And as we also talk about diet too, Shana, I mean, it's not only the diet that we can use to make sure that we get pregnant naturally. One of the bigger things we're learning as well is that vitamin deficiencies are playing a huge part in infertility as well.
You know, Dr. Red Cross, this vitamin deficiency keeps coming up in so many different health segment conversations. And now you're saying that it could also possibly, not 100% sure for every single person out there, but have a link or affiliation with infertility for certain people.
It does. It really and truly does. And, you know, when I talk to patients about this, not only do we get to the diet, but when we come to vitamin deficiencies, you know, there is a wonderful fertility management system called Fruitful Way, Shana. Number one, I love the name Fruitful. How cool a name is that when we're talking about trying to become pregnant? But the big thing I love about this system in particular is they make it dummy-proof. I wish I could show all the listeners the bottles that they have, but if you look at the bottle for the male, it says him. And if you look at the bottle for the woman, it says her. And if you look at the one that's for both of them, it says couple. So the guy can't say, well, honey, which bottle is mine? I forgot which one. No, you just say, honey, look at the bottle. It makes it nice and easy.
Okay.
But not only that, they have all of the things that are so important to get pregnant. In the female formulation, there's B12, B6, folate, vitamin D.
Okay.
And vitamin D is important, Shana, because after the woman becomes pregnant, that helps to also stave off preterm labor. For the male, that formulation has selenium and L-carnitine. Both are very important for the health of the sperm and for the motility, which means the movement. But Fertility Way, when we talk about Fruitful Way, it's not only the fertility we're talking about, but I love the fact that they also have a fertility management app, which helps us to really leverage the technology at thefruitfulway.com. And the reason why I love this app is that it does three important things, Shana. Number one, it lets us know when to take the supplement and how much to take of the supplement as well.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is that it allows the male to kind of get a little bit of intel into the woman's ovulation window. Because when they both have the app, she puts in her cycle, and then that way he's able to know, you know, this week is a week for me to be extra romantic, maybe put on a little soft music, bring home some flowers, that sort of thing, which makes it so, so easy. And maybe the biggest, biggest thing of all, it relieves stress. So when you have an app like fruitfulway.com, the woman doesn't have to go tackle the man, Shana, and say, you know, now is the time, honey.
Okay.
We have to go upstairs. I have an egg now. So it gets rid of that stress for her, because when you're trying to get pregnant, it shouldn't be about stress. It should be all about love. So that's important to make sure we leverage those things.
And you know, Dr. Red Cross, it's interesting you brought that up, because I just ran across an article a few days ago that shared many couples' experiences of dealing with, I would say, the pregnancy maybe not on their time clock. Maybe they wanted it sooner. And they were saying that when they felt they had to go along with the ovulation, it caused more stress in the relationship.
No, it really does, and you really can underscore that, because the last thing you want are some disagreements and arguments when the most important thing is coming together in love. And one of the number one reasons that couples are not getting pregnant, Shana, they are not having enough sex. And that's one of the things that's so, so important, because it's about the number of times and the frequency. And apps like FruitfulWay.com help to relinquish all of that stress around that. It makes it nice and easy for you. And so all you have to do is come together as a couple and make sure you do that in love, and this thing becomes a lot easier to do.
Dr. Red Cross, I go back to the question I presented at the top of the segment. You are, as always, eloquently explaining pregnancy preparation, which it seems to be a science behind it, right? That's saying, well, people just don't get pregnant. It has to go along with the woman's body and the man's health, things that make good logical medical sense. But I think so many people grow up hearing, well, so-and-so got pregnant and grandmother had 10 kids, and then when they prepare themselves, it doesn't happen so easy. It seems to be almost a myth that, hey, you snap your fingers and it happens. Is it true possibly that some people are just more fertile than others?
Well, it's a little bit of a tougher question there, Shana, because yes, some can maybe get pregnant a little more, but you know, you'd be surprised. Their timing may just be totally right. Something else has changed too from when we've been dealing with grandma back in the long days ago.
Yes.
Is the fact that we have so many environmental toxins now. One of the bigger ones, Shana, is the Zika virus. Now, the Zika virus in itself does not cause infertility, everyone, but the Zika virus can cause you to put your family off because we know that the Zika virus can live in the male sperm for up to 6 months now.
Wow.
So that obviously puts the family off for like half a year. Now, we can do some things. We can always have the mosquito spray that has DEET, D-E-E-T, which does in fact kill the mosquito. But, Shana, one of my bigger concerns is think about the Olympics in August. You have a lot of these childbearing women, athletes, and males who are going to be in Brazil, and they're going to be there together, training together at Olympic Village, and I'm just kind of worried of what's going on. I know that there's been some conflicting views because the Olympic Committee has decided that, you know, I don't think this is as big as a worry, and it won't be something for these folks to worry about, but I don't know if I feel comfortable with that, Shana, because, number one, we obviously can't dictate if a mosquito is going to bite someone. And then you're also talking about pools of standing water in Brazil right now, some of the areas that are close to Olympic Village. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do before August, but the Zika virus is something that we really have to think about as one of these environmental hazards that is making it potentially, let's say, putting off families and contributing to that of infertility.
Yes, and to always make sure we're being fair and responsible, I want it to come out of your mouth, not mine, if what I'm saying is right, that if someone has traveled to that region or area where there has been some reports, be it Brazil or in that region, I'm sure you're saying that the male needs to practice safe sexual activity right when he gets back wherever he's going, just to be on the safe side.
Absolutely. And not only that, it's important that when you return, if you have to go to Brazil in those areas, I mean, my first thing is, honestly, if you don't have to go right now, I'd let a little bit of this cool off. But if you do have to go, you need to wait until you return as well to make sure you look for any symptoms such as a fever or a rash or some sort of conjunctivitis, which for us is redness around the eyes. Some of those can be signs and symptoms of Zika. So those are some things to really, really be on the lookout for if you have to. If you don't, I would really suggest considering rescheduling and waiting until we get a little more information around the Zika virus when we're dealing with pregnancy.
Yes, it seems like there's some information we just don't know, especially the medical community that you belong to. I want to go back to pregnancy preparation before we get out of here. Are there certain foods that can boost fertility? I know you started off the segment saying, you know, cut down on some of the animal fat, more fresh veggies. Anything in particular?
Well, I mean, it's important, once again, just like our good old moms would tell us, I mean, we need fruits and vegetables such as vitamin C. Those are antioxidants. Also, try to go low-fat dairy as well. I mean, there's starting to be a little bit more evidence out there as far as dairy and inflammation. And once again, as we touched upon, inflammation becomes important as well. So, Shana, as we've kind of talked about a lot of things, I know everyone's head may be spinning because we've talked about a lot, but just I want everyone to focus on some of the important things. Number one, our diet, like we just touched upon, making sure we're also supplementing early and often. I should say early, Shana, because it takes about 3 months for a male sperm to actually be created. So when we talk about things such as Fruitful Way or even the app at fruitfulway.com, those things need to be started early for us to really start getting healthy and pregnancy ready. And last, let's make sure that we focus on environmental toxins such as the Zika virus and also watch our plastics as well. Plastics need to be BPA-free, that's bisphenol-free, because that also has been a problem with infertility as well.
Wow. I don't want to overlook something, too, that we discussed pregnancy or infertility a while back with an OBGYN, the age factor. And, of course, we can't control the aging concept of life, which in so many ways is wonderful, right, to age and have a quality of life as we pursue longevity. But the older we get, is it just true, Dr. Red Cross, that the fertility goes down?
It does. I mean, when a woman is born and she comes into her age, she has over 2 million eggs, and by the time they're 30 or 35 years old, it's almost down to hundreds of thousands of eggs. So obviously the numbers go down exponentially, and so that's why it becomes increasingly important, especially as we have women now who are kind of putting off having a baby to now have
yes.
these wonderful, powerful careers, which make it a little bit challenging, and now they're coming back and saying, okay, it's time. I'm really ready to get pregnant. So it's something to think about and have a wonderful discussion with your doctor about is planning when you want to really become pregnant and become pregnancy ready with some of the things that we're talking about. Especially vitamin D also, Shana, has become increasingly important also. In fact, there's a group called the Organic and Natural Health Association, which has decided to focus the entire year at their website, thepowerofd.org, on getting the word out about vitamin D. There was a study in Australia that showed that a third of men who were actually infertile had vitamin D deficiency. And that was
wow.
something that we didn't really expect. So it's something that we can definitely take advantage of. And vitamin D, once again, another vitamin supplementation along with what Fruitful Way has. So there's a lot of things that we can do, everyone, before going out and spending so much money on trying to become pregnant that we can maybe do naturally right in the comfort of our own home.
And Dr. Red Cross, before you leave, I have to ask this. Often they say as a woman ages, but as a male ages, is it just the same as if he was 25 years old? Or when he's in his late 40s or 50s, the fertility concept changes as well?
Well, when you deal with the sperm of the male, what happens there is that some of the DNA can change. So the male is always able to at least produce sperm to impregnate, but you still get the same thing because don't forget the sperm, they're cells, just like the cell of the egg of the woman. And so one of the bigger things for the male to be concerned about is not only the age, which does play a part, but it's also lifestyle. Men who are smoking or drinking and that sort of
okay.
thing. I mean, for the woman, too, but especially for the male, very important to make sure that we, once again, cut all of that out as well.
We can ask you 1,000 questions. Just one last one, officially, before we leave. I recently came across an article that said there is evidence mounting up that sunscreen could weaken sperm. Say it's not true, Dr. Red Cross.
Oh, my gosh, Shana, that's a great one. Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, I want to make sure everyone, you still need to wear your sunscreen, but one thing we did find out is that sunscreen that we use now to block the ultraviolet rays, there is a possibility that it could be absorbed. And if it is absorbed, well, we know it's absorbed, I should say, but the amounts that are being absorbed now, we're realizing that that can actually also have an issue when coming to infertility as well. So we have to balance that out because obviously we don't want to necessarily talk about this and lead to increase in skin cancers. But for those couples who are getting pregnant, we need to be once again prepared, maybe big hats, staying out of the sun if at all possible until once again we kind of sift through what's going on with these sunscreens now.
Yes, and continue this conversation one-on-one with their own internal physician or family practitioner. Dr. Kim Red Cross, we always enjoy having you on Let's Talk America Radio. Quickly before you leave, where can our national and international listeners go for more information about pregnancy preparedness or other important medical topics?
Absolutely. So feel free to go to my website, which is drredcross.com. That's drredcross.com. Or follow me on Twitter, which is at Dr. Red Cross. And by all means, please reach out. I love to have these discussions, and I love to meet new people.
Thank you, Dr. Red Cross, for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio.
Anointed Hands Health and Wellness is a professional massage therapy clinic located just south of Atlanta in the beautiful downtown McDonough, Georgia. We provide relaxing, therapeutic massage services in order to provide our clients with a variety of benefits, including the need and desire to reduce pain and stiffness and increase blood flow. Experienced licensed massage therapist Brittany Hong is considered one of the best in the industry. We invite you to contact our clinic and experience for yourself the benefits of natural, therapeutic massage therapy. Call us at 770-380-3601 for an appointment today. Again, call us at 770-380-3601. Anointed Hands Health and Wellness in McDonough, Georgia is your haven for massage therapy.
Welcome back, listeners of your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. You know, when it comes to the summer vacation, everybody loves the beach, right? Well, nearly everyone. But where you decide to vacation, why you choose a certain destination, is usually determined by two things: your finances, better known as money, and also your feelings or your emotions. And not paying close attention to either could spell disaster for many individuals and families. Well, right now, I have someone on the line that's here to talk about many
many things, including travel, is the one and only travel expert, Kendra Thornton. Welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. You're right. Who doesn't love the beach? I am here in beautiful Nag's Head at the Comfort Inn, and it's a beautiful day, ready to talk about summer travel trends.
Wow, I love it. Now, Kendra, I know there was a new survey that was released that actually revealed that we have some pretty strong opinions as consumers and individuals about the type of getaways we want to take, okay? Tell us about this new survey.
Well, a couple things. The survey was conducted by Choice Hotels, their summer travel trends, and it revealed, first of all, that leisure travelers are out in full force this summer. Some interesting findings. First of all, with gas prices down, about three-fourths of travelers are going to be driving to their destination this summer. And interesting, too, new this year is 1 in 10 of summer travelers admitted they're mainly motivated to take that trip for bragging rights on social media.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, very interesting. But also, travelers fell into three specific types. The majority did, and it's the experienced traveler, which is all about the journey and not necessarily the destination. Then there's the budget traveler that may forego some of the things on their wish list, but they're really good at optimizing experiences based on their budget. And then lastly, there's the luxury traveler that really wants all the high-end experiences, resorts, and restaurants.
Wow. So it sounds like many different areas of life, travelers can come in different types, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. They're going to fall in. There's about 10 categories, but the three I just mentioned were the most popular, the experienced traveler, the budget traveler, and the luxury traveler.
Okay, I want to talk about one particular traveler, and I'm sure it was covered in the survey. Talking about those that are loyal, okay, and I can think of my parents and other generations that are like, I really like this place, and I'm going to continue to go there. Does the survey tell us anything about those who tend to be more loyal when it comes to traveling and sticking to perhaps the same destination?
Yes, well, there is a local traveler that's really all about localizing a destination, really understanding the people there, the culture, the maybe the cuisine if it's somewhere exotic. So, yes, in that sense, there's a local traveler. As far as loyalty, one thing that the survey revealed is that people are very much drawn to places where they have loyalty programs and points. In fact, three-fourths of the majority of summer travelers will be using their points and rewards programs to dictate where they go for a trip.
Wow. What does it tell us about business travelers? Are they extending their stay to have vacation time?
Yes, they are. In fact, it's interesting because business travelers, the majority of them said they will absolutely extend a business trip from to have some leisure time in the destination. One thing that was interesting, though, is that three-fourths of business travelers said that they would opt to extend a business trip for some solo time away from their spouse and children.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. I'm sure some of the spouses and partners don't necessarily want to hear that, though, right, Kendra?
Well, I guess we all need our own solo time to recharge. We'll look at it that way.
That is certainly one way to look at it. Hey, I know as a travel expert, you would emphasize how important it is for people to get a break or get away in whatever fashion that may be. Any lasting words for those that are saying, hey, I am booked up in work and family matters and stress. I just don't have time to get away.
You know what? I say there's no excuse. You can get away for even just a weekend, and you'll feel
okay.
Like you've recharged. And people can go to choicehotels.com and learn more about this survey and hopefully get some inspiration for their summer trip.
Thank you. Travel expert Kendra Thornton, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio.
So many people are overwhelmed with trials and opposition. There's jealousy, fear, detrimental eating habits, financial challenges, addiction to drugs and alcohol, and so much more. I want to tell you, you don't have to be. Our company, CRM Enrichment, is on a mission. A mission to show you how to take control of your life, health, and happiness. Our CRM Empowerment Series will equip you how to handle challenges and opposition. People respond best to vision. Therefore, we use drama, vision, and words to equip and empower you to take charge of your destiny. We show you how to focus on the solution and not the problem. There are 7 individual series in which we seek to reach everyone, men, women, teens, and children. For more detailed information, visit our website, crmenrichment.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Check out this exclusive interview we did recently with the one and only barbecue champion, Mike Peters. He's going to share some great grilling tips. Listen in.
Hi, Shana. This is Mike Peters. I'm going to share with you a couple tips on how you can grill like a barbecue pit master in your own backyard. The first thing that we always like to grill on the holidays-wise is chicken. Competition-wise, we do chicken thighs, you can do chicken breasts, you can do chicken wings. A lot of people on the grill love the wings. And McCormick Grillmates has come out with a great 7-spice teriyaki single-use marinade. It's already mixed up. There's nothing to it. You save a little marinade, about 2 teaspoons out at the beginning-wise. Put everything else, the rest of the marinade, in a Ziploc bag or a plastic bag. Put your wings in there. Let them marinate for a couple minutes. You put it in the fridge for about 30 minutes, it's going to add some extra flavor to it. Throw it on the grill about medium heat, then take that 2 teaspoons that you saved back, mix it with honey and crushed red pepper, and baste it on at the end. You're going to layer that flavor. You're going to give a lot of great seasonings and great spices to each and every bite. You don't need the fancy equipment either. Everybody has a grill in their backyard, whether it's gas or a gas grill or whether it's a charcoal grill, and you can get the same flavor that we do on the competition trail. Just do it as an indirect heat. Put your briquettes or turn on your burners on the left-hand side and put your meat on the right side. That way it's not getting that direct flame, that direct heat-wise. A little bit lower temperature-wise for a longer period of time is going to save it up. For that information and more information on upping your grilling game, go to grillmates.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, that's a wrap for this week's edition of your family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shana Thornton. Now, remember, we air new segments every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And we also air new segments of the show on the very popular WAEC Love 860 AM radio station out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we do that every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can certainly join us from anywhere in the world, even La Jolla, California, by simply visiting the website www.love860.com every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have new shows, and we are live in the studio this upcoming Saturday night, April the 6th, 2016. You want to hear us for this very important show. Join us on Facebook, everyone, because you'll be able to listen and see us on Facebook live in the studio at Love 860 AM radio station this Saturday night, August 6th, 2016, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us and be sure to share the information with a friend. We'll be back on in days very soon, and we are so thankful for all of your time. Remember, if you miss any segment of this show tonight, or you perhaps missed the entire show, or you want to listen to it a second, third, or fourth time, check out our replay podcast, okay? If you visit our website, you can find the information there on how to locate any podcast episode. The website is www.ltaradio.com. Again, the website, our website, the official show's website for Let's Talk America Radio is www.ltaradio.com. Also, if you want more information on how to be a national sponsor or partner, or if you have some show feedback or show suggestion, or you want your favorite artist's music featured on the show, simply shoot us a quick email, okay? You can find that information on our website, or I'll save you a few seconds. You can email us directly at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, you can email us at admin@ltaradio.com. admin@ltaradio.com. All right, everyone, we love hearing from you. Thank you for everyone that continues to send us messages on our show. We really appreciate it, and thank you for telling others about Let's Talk America Radio. It makes all of the difference. Well, you know we love timely news, great talk, and we also adore phenomenal music. And tonight, Texas-based vocalist Sean Mixon's music will air, and the title of this track is You Can't Hold Me Down. It's an amazing voice. He says he's influenced by the likes of Bobby Womack and Marvin Gaye. Again, the song is You Can't Hold Me Down by Sean Mixon. All right, if you enjoy the music, put his name in your favorite search engine and check him out. A special thanks to publicist Nikki Smith out of Texas. We appreciate you. Okay, everyone, stay informed. Stay with Let's Talk America Radio. We keep you informed 24 hours a day. Do join our website, ltaradio.com, or join us on social media. We're there for you, all right? We do follow back if you follow us on social media. Let us know you're out there, the LTA Radio family. Have a great one. Stay with us. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show is an entity of Padgett and Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2016. Views of the guests are their own. They do not reflect those of the staff of Let's Talk America Radio Show.
Wait.